Keeping the House by Tija Jin, read by Serena Mantigi, with the participation of the author for Saga Egmont.
For Anne, I'm always home because of your voice. For my family and our stories. And for Cloud Turners.
A cabbage next to a cabbage next to a cabbage. Rolls left in the back on a crate with hay. Chicken caca stuck to the bottom third of the leaf. Heroin inside. They've been through a lot. Looking out at him, this man gingerly letting a burp escape out past his shepherd staff out the truck. He has one more border stop. Payment is about 3 months away, if the plan works, if the money comes. Who's in? Dumla, daughter of Isla, born in 1991. Isla washes up in high heels, doesn't like people who think too much. Zade, OG Tottenham resident, has a son Erhan's age named Warren. Ipek, Damla's little sister, good at hiding before school. Makbule, mother of Isla, green-fingered, varicose veins. Topuz Pasha, Ali, drives cabbages, loves bright suits, has hopes for Isla. Sadi, looks after Nehir supermarket, always gets pickle juice in his moustache. Erhan, son of Isla, brother of Damla, has a spiritual connection to Nehir. Mehmet, loves coke, relies on Agata too much. Mainlander. Agata, crucial side character, works in Moruk Cafe. Angela, gives hot Tupperware, eyes beyond house, has a little brother, Kwame. Ufuk, has two daughters, Filiz and Cemile. Hustles with Mehmet and Ali. Filiz, thinks her dad Ufuk sells fruit on Lordship Lane as a job. Cemile, cycles too fast, better behaved than her sister Filiz. Tulay, Cemile's mum, strict cleaner, peacekeeper. Yusuf, 80 years old, key player in Moruk, shuffles in slippers. Arjun, reports to Bubble, lover of the wrong man's daughter. Bubble, Behir, top boss from Merdin, loves birds. Pani and his wife Andrea, Greek Cypriot friends of Makbule from Cyprus. Rohan and Andrei, love snooker and efficiency. William, daydreams on buses, idolises his mum, Sandra. 1. Keeping the House, 1999. Careful. When you turn your eyes towards someone, you allow them the chance to turn theirs on you. The first time I spoke to my neighbour, I tried to memorise his salt-cracked lips while I had the chance to stare. He called me sweet child and tucked his thumb under my chin. I asked him why he played his music so loudly. Didn't it hurt his ears? He leant forward and told me that it feels best when your ears ring sick. I watched his nails dig into the brick that boxed off his home from mine. His veins jumped and moved in his hands, and he gripped the border between us to still himself. Following these veins, from the curves of his triceps to the brick wall, I thought to myself, they are pointed at me. Whenever I got back home and Anna wasn't there, my brother and sister would float around me. Have something cooking by six, she'll be proud. We would sit with her while she sipped from a glass of rosé. Her hands shook with plans. At a hairdresser's before work, they told her she should move out of the area. Business would be better.